And away we go, because Trump's Twitter does Trump tranny twit tricks, and Sally sells seashells by the seashore, and I don't have the monitor speakers on. Which is why I can't tell what the hell's going on. Now I can hear the lovely sound of the Stating the Obvious podcast intro. Oh, let's go ahead and do it. Let's do it. Trump and Fiora. Great one. Are you going to talk about cucks today? Probably. It's not necessarily on the agenda, but who knows? You can scream and shout. And you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a motherfucking safe space. Dig in your heels and hold on tight. You can't shove your opinions up your ass. That way the cuckin' furious cock has something to keep it company. Either you are wrong or I am right. Don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility, you are wrong and I am right. Plus you're a cuck. Actually, you know what? We are going to talk about cucks a little bit. Why not? Why not? Right? Why not? We can't have a cuck-free episode. Well, we could. We can do anything we want, because this is Ancapadice. This is also Stating the Obvious podcast, and it is the weapons platform from which I launched the cruise missile my intellect homes in on and destroys motherfucking status all around the world. It does not matter what form of status. You could be a right-wing status, a left-wing status, a moderate status, libertarian statist, because libertarians are statist. You can be a cyber statist, you can be a femi statist, you can be a commie statist, you can be a fucking gay statist, a straight statist, an attack helicopter statist, a unicorn statist, doesn't matter. It's a fucking binary. You're either a statist or you're an anarcho-capitalist. There's no such thing as an anarcho-feminist. There's no such thing as a fucking anarcho-communist. I mean, how dumb are you people? How dumb is anyone who thinks that anarcho-capitalists could even be a thing? There are no two things more diametrically opposed than anarchy, a society without rulers, and communism, a society in which the government owns the means of production and controls everything and plans the economy. I mean, how much more diametrically opposed can you fucking get? If we were going to round, we, the royal we, if I was going to round up and exterminate people who are stupid, first of all, it would be essentially the entire population of the planet Earth. But let's say I was going to start with the dumbest people. I would start with anyone who thinks they're an anarcho-communist. All right, speaking of stupid people, let's talk about cucks for a minute. See, here's the thing. This occurred to me the other day as I was thinking about cucks and how much I hate them and why the right has already lost. I want to be clear. I know sometimes I say that the right is losing. You guys are losing. No, no, you're not losing. You're lost. It's past tense. It's not present tense. It's not going on right now. You're not in the process of losing. You have lost. It's over, right? That's why we're enjoying the decline. Because it's over. The decline is happening, but the part where you lose, the part where the right wing, the part where conservatives, the part where cuckservatives lose, right? That part has already happened. You have lost. Here's another reason why you've lost. So once again, and now I think I've got to dig out these notes. I've got to do this podcast. I've got to do this episode where I talk about why leftists are evil and rightists are stupid. Right? Democrats are evil. Republicans are stupid. Liberals are evil. Conservatives are stupid. Libtards are evil. Cuckservatives are stupid. And this is a key factor in why you cuckservatives have lost. See, evil has a purpose. Evil people wake up in the morning and they think, how can I take things away from other people? How can I take other people's freedom? How can I take other people's money? Evil has something that drives it forward. Evil has a purpose, right? I want to kill people. I want to have sex with small children on Jeffrey Epstein's island. I want to raise taxes. I want to take away people's guns, right? Being evil, requires, let me think about this for a second, because this just occurred to me. To be evil requires that you have something that you're trying to attain, right? And we all say that liberals are lazy, and okay, no, liberals are lazy, but at the same time, see, this is the problem. Conservatives sit around and just go, well, liberals are lazy, liberals are lazy, liberals are lazy. Okay, but yet the liberals are winning. Why are the liberals winning despite being lazy? It's because they're evil, and the evil overcomes the laziness. All right, like Trigglypuff might be lazy when it comes to getting a job, okay? But Trigglypuff is not lazy when it comes to taking away guns from people. Trigglypuff is not lazy when it comes to voting for legislation to raise taxes, right? Trigglypuff is not lazy when it comes to running around talking about how fat is beautiful. Trigglypuff is not lazy when it comes to telling white men to shut the fuck up. I watched a video from Red Ice TV, who I also saw got knocked off of YouTube, shockingly enough, another right-wing channel removed from YouTube. And they showed this clip of some woman, this white woman, in a government council meeting somewhere, and they're talking about diversity and shit, and she starts going off on all the white men and telling the white men how they're not allowed to have opinions because they're white and they've never been oppressed and all this other horse shit. See, that's evil. And evil will drive these people, as lazy as they are. This woman is evil, and she will sit there and she will tell white men that you white men are not allowed to have opinions because you are white and you are male and you have never been oppressed. Okay, and evil will drive her to doing that. Evil propels her into doing that. That's why she's winning. The white men she was telling are not allowed to have opinions. They are cucks. They are conservatives. They are stupid. Stupidity has nothing that propels it forward. They just sat right there and took this. See, stupid people, otherwise known as conservatives, you guys, on the one hand, you're not lazy, okay? You go to work every day, you do your job, you produce things, you pay the taxes. But you're producing the electricity that the evil leftards use to oppress you. You pay the taxes that the leftards use to fund the schools, to provide jobs for people who can't get jobs, otherwise known as teachers, and to indoctrinate your children to hate you. See, you're stupid. You actively provide aid and comfort to your enemies because you don't want to turn that off. You won't stop paying the taxes. You won't tell the public school teachers to go fuck themselves. You won't tell this white woman who's telling you that you can't have an opinion because you're a white man to shut the fuck up and go make you a pie, because you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. And why do you not want to hurt anybody's feelings? Because you think if you're just nice to people, everything will magically work out. And why do you think that? You think that because you're stupid. See, stupidity has nothing propelling it forward. Stupidity wakes up in the morning with no purpose other than to continue doing what you've been doing, which is going to work, keeping the infrastructure alive, paying the taxes, providing the welfare that keeps the single mothers going, that raise the future school shooters who then shoot your children after your children have been indoctrinated by the public school system, which you paid for, to hate you. Whereas evil people, libtards, evil people wake up every morning with a driving desire to avoid doing any real work because they're lazy, and a driving desire to get control over other people's speech, thoughts, property, and money. All right, speaking of all those things, let's move forward. That's enough cucking for the moment. See, a couple of things to... Come on, computer, work with me. Where the hell is my mouse? There it is, there it is. All right. Fucking technology, man. All right. Refresh this page. Need a little entertainment value, I popped on over to the OKCupid website to look some stuff over. So I found this. This is great. So we have this little, she is lesbian, woman, single, monogamous, 5'9", fit. Which normally, of course, on dating websites, when women identify themselves as fit, that means they're fat. She is white. She's politically moderate. She's working on university, Catholic, never smokes marijuana. Oh, that's interesting. Everybody smokes marijuana these days, doesn't smoke cigarettes, drinks sometimes, doesn't do drugs, omnivore, doesn't have kids but might want them. Well, dear, you're a lesbian. That's going to be difficult. And she uses she/her pronouns, and she's looking for women for long-term dating. All right. First of all, did I say she's 19? She's 19. She's got the pictures, of course. There's an older picture of her when she had long hair. She's pretty cute. Then she cut her hair short. Now she's less cute. But none of that's the really important stuff. Okay, here we go. Her self-summary. Here's what she likes. She likes Vine. She likes history. She likes classic rock. She likes politics. She likes podcasts, sports, and deep conversations. Okay, one day I would like... These are the questions. For those of you not on OKCupid, so they ask you these questions. Like, one day I would like to, and you get to fill it in. Here's hers. Finish undergrad, go to law school / grad school, make a lot of money, make a positive difference in the world, settle down in a big house with lots of animals. No mention of these so-called children or spouse. All right. And we go on, there's a bunch of more shit, which we don't care about. We're getting to the funny part. We're getting to the part where we're going to make fun of women. That was all just a little background material. She likes dogs and cats, yes. Okay. Question. This is a question that OKCupid will ask you. The next thing the feminist movement has to focus on is... And then you're supposed to answer what the next thing... See, I should answer this one on my... I said, the next thing the feminist movement has to focus on is shutting the fuck up, going in the kitchen, and making me a pie. My God, I actually have to do that. I will do that later. We don't have time for that right now. Okay, here's her answer. Women's rights in countries outside the U.S., including... fighting for women's education and civil rights and ending child marriage and genital mutilation. Okay, sure. So again, women don't seem to understand that white women in the United States don't control what happens in other countries, but that's fine. I mean, that's all very typical basic bitch. Now, here's the funny part. Here's the part where we are going to get to launch off in a little, let's say, rage. We're just going to point out that women are stupid. That's what we're going to do. We're going to point out that women are stupid, and then we're going to prove it. Also, this is her writing this, also, increasing access to sex ed and contraception in the U.S., because you see, friends, in the United States, women do not have enough access to sexual education and contraceptives. Well, let's start with the contraceptives. First of all, every woman in the United States has access to not having sex. Okay? Number one, most effective method of not getting pregnant, and there are people who will try to argue with this. These are the people that I would exterminate right after I'm finished with the anarcho-communist. There are people who will try to tell you that abstinence is not an effective form of birth control. These people need to die. Okay? People, unless you're claiming to be the Virgin Mary, people who don't have sex don't get pregnant. There is a 100% success rate of not getting pregnant by not having sex. 100% success rate. Yes, I know about Jesus, the Virgin Mary, okay? The exception proves the rule. That is one statistical anomaly. But you see, women in the United States need more access to birth control because there's just not enough birth control available to them. And of course, what this means is birth control paid for by those white men who are supposed to shut the fuck up and not have opinions. And who's going to pay for this birth control? Well, you cucks are. You cuckservatives are. Because you cuckservatives, you're going to keep going to your job, and you're going to keep paying your taxes, and you're going to keep doing your part to keep society as a whole running, and you're going to keep voting for the welfare, and you're going to keep fucking sending your kids to public school and to college and everything else. She also needs increased access to sex education. Because you see, women in the United States, white women in the United States right now, today, the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer, 2019, they don't have enough access to sexual education. Because not all of them have internet connections, and there's certainly no information on the internet about sex. Furthermore, they don't go to public school for 12 years, 13 years, and then college for 4 years. They don't have access to libraries. They can't talk to other women who have actually had sex before. There's just no access to sexual education. I mean, there are not sexual deviants walking down the street on a regular basis that you could walk up and talk to. We don't have an entire Pride Month where lesbian women are running around telling everybody how great it is to be lesbians. How dumb are you women that you need more access to sexual education? Now, we know what this means. Increased access to sexual ed is a code phrase. Is a code phrase for converting small children into homosexuals. Right? Increased access to sexual education means telling 8-year-olds that there's no such thing in boys and girls. No such thing as boys and girls. Telling them that it's okay to be gay. Telling them that they can be gender fluid, right? What this means is grooming small children to be accepting of sexual abuse from adults. And additionally, grooming the adults of those children to be accepting of the fact that their children are being sexually molested by other adults. Right, getting an 8-year-old child to have sex with you probably isn't that hard. I mean, they're 8-year-old kids. Their brains aren't formed yet. How difficult can it be to manipulate an 8-year-old kid, you know, into bending over so you can stick your dick inside their ass? I mean, We could ask Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Clinton. Maybe they could tell us. I don't know. But I'm theorizing it can't be that fucking difficult. The slightly more difficult part is that if the parents find out, they're going to object. And that's the end goal of increasing access to sexual education, is not just to make the children open to it, right? And that's the thing. You start grooming the kids, you start teaching them this shit when they're young, too young to question it, right? You go to a 22-year-old person and you say, it's okay to be gay and I'm a man and you're a man and I want to have sex with you. He's going to be like, I don't think so. Go ahead and fuck off. But you start that when the kid is six. The kid has no life experience. The kid has no will to power. The kid is still in stupid mode. The kid isn't even old enough to be evil yet, unless he's, you know, Damien the Antichrist or something. And so the kid is just like, oh, okay, sure, whatever. But you also, in addition to teaching the children that it's okay for them to put a man's penis in their mouth, you have to teach the parents of the children. In some cases, there are a number of parents out there who are perfectly okay with their small children having sex with grown-ups. And once again, when I'm saying children here, I'm not talking about like 16-year-olds, okay? I'm talking 8-year-olds. There are still some parents out there who would have some reservations about, say, their 8-year-old son sucking the dick of a 40-year-old man. That's what you have to overcome. That's the increased access to sex education. Because this doesn't mean what it says it means. Because there is a plenty of access to sex education available in the United States. To say that a 19-year-old white woman who's going to college doesn't have enough access to sexual education is nonsense. There is so much information about sex available to anyone who puts in the slightest amount of effort to find it. Hang on one second. I gotta do something. Yeah. And this is the evil. This is a manifestation of the evil. This is also a manifestation of the fact that women are just boneheads. Right? Women will write things like this on the internet because they're just dumb as a box of rocks. And here's a great example of dumbness. I wish I thought of this, and I could take credit for it, but I'm going to give credit where it's due. Dick Masterson over on The Dick Show came. By the way, you may or may not have known, and I don't have any details yet because I haven't listened to anything. I just saw the headlines, essentially. Dick Masterson did an interview with Red Ice, because I have their podcast, about this topic, which I need to attempt to listen to because I want to hear details on what happened. Dick created a website called New Project 2. And New Project 2 was essentially a version of Patreon. He went out and he found a bank, whoever the hell it was, you know, because everybody is getting, right, if you're a right winger, the banks are shutting down your payment processing systems. Because, once again, because evil, right? See, stupid people, you just keep on doing what you're doing. You're paying your taxes and you put your money in the bank and you take out your loans and you pay your loan and you pay off the... And the evil people, they're like, no, we're going to destroy the ability of people who disagree with us to make money. We are going to get banks to tell these people we won't do business with them. That's evil. Evil has a purpose. Evil has a driving force. Evil wakes up every morning and goes forth to exterminate you. And you conservatives, you're stupid. You just stand right there and take it.
Well, my Patreon got shut down. Well, I guess I'll go on the internet and complain about it, but that's all I can do. I mean, I'm just stupid. There's nothing driving me forward. See how Dick Masterson said, you know, fuck this. I'm going to create my own version of Patreon. I'm going to find a bank, blah, blah, blah. And people who are thrown off of Patreon and all this other shit, thrown off of PayPal, are going to be able to come here and express their opinions and still get money. Well, shock of shocks, whatever bank it was that Dick Masterson was going through to make his payment system work for New Project 2, they threw him off. They shut him down. You conservatives, you have lost. You've lost. I don't know why this is so difficult for you to understand. I don't know why you think you're making America great again. I don't know why you think Donald Trump being the president is making some kind of a difference. You are delusional. It's like you can't learn. This happens over and over and over and over, and you don't learn anything from this. See, once again, evil doesn't need to learn, because evil doesn't need a learning process. Evil is just constantly being evil, right? Evil doesn't need to learn from their mistakes, because evil doesn't give a shit about mistakes. Evil just keeps coming and keeps coming and keeps coming. Those of you who are stupid, you don't learn from your mistakes because you're stupid. You get thrown off of PayPal. You didn't learn anything. You got thrown off of Patreon. You didn't learn anything. You got kicked off of YouTube. You didn't learn anything. What do you guys do? You go, well, we just got to move to another thing. What do you think's going to happen over there? Have you learned anything? Right? And then in my linkage this month, I posted that link to Bret Stephens writing about how it's necessary for conservatives to form their own parallel society, online society, right? Essentially saying that conservatives need to create their own YouTube or their own. And see, this is another problem. This is why you've lost. You guys aren't going to do this. Because this is what's fascinating to me, is that once again, we go back to conservatives talk about how lazy liberals are. Okay, well, if liberals are so fucking lazy, how come liberals created Google, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and conservatives have created Gab? You got Gab. The example I gave in there, okay, liberals own Skype. You can't use Skype to communicate. There's FiendPhone. FiendPhone, it's open source, created by Michael W. Dean, anarcho-capitalist, and a programmer he worked with. Open source, any conservative out there who knows how to program could get that code, continue to develop FiendPhone, and create a way for you conservatives to communicate with each other without the corporations and the government and the leftist being able to kick you off of the service. Is a single conservative going to do that? No, you're not. You know why you're not going to do it? It's not because you're lazy. It's because you're stupid. It's because instead of developing FiendPhone and using it to communicate in a way that you can't get banned by Microsoft for having right-wing views, you're going to go to work 40 hours a week or more every fucking week. You're going to pay your taxes to provide welfare for single mothers. You're going to send your children to public school where they will be told that it's okay to suck a grown man's dick. And then you're going to send your children to college where they will be told to hate their parents and to hate white people. Because you're stupid. You're stupid. You conservatives are as stupid as women. And women are stupid. We're circling back. You think I forgot where? No. We're coming back. Because as Dick Masterson said on The Dick Show, he pointed out, women are so fucking dumb. And he didn't phrase it quite this way. Women, go in women's bathrooms Or you can now, because it doesn't matter, right? Because you can go in any bathroom you want to. Go into the woman's bathroom or go into a mixed-use bathroom. And in how many of these bathrooms will you see the sign on the wall that says, please do not flush tampons down the toilet? Women are so goddamn dumb. And remember, you cuckservatives want them to vote. Because you're egalitarians, because you cuckservatives. Once again, the Red Ice video with the white woman telling the white men they're not allowed to have opinions because they're white men. Liberals are not egalitarian. Liberals have no egalitarianism at all going on. They very clearly regard heterosexual white men as being inferior, and they think heterosexual white men should not be allowed to have opinions. Okay, that is not egalitarian. You cuckservatives, you are egalitarians. You actually think everybody should have an opinion, and everybody's opinion matters, and everybody should vote, and everybody is equal. Women are so dumb that they need to be reminded over and over and over and over. It's like that Fleetwood Mac song, except I can't sing as good as Kristen McVie. Over and over, over and over, over and over. Ooh, it's off the Tusk album, which is, Fleetwood Mac, that was like their prime time right there. It was Fleetwood Mac, Rumors, and Tusk. Those, and then Fleetwood Mac Live came out right after Tusk. Those four albums are fucking brilliant, man. Mirage was okay, but that was the beginning of them sliding downhill. Women have to be told over and over, over and over, over and over, over and over, to quote Christine McVie, not to flush their tampons down the toilet. I mean, maybe this is why women need, according to this young 19-year-old future lawyer, increasing access to sex ed. I mean, how many times you have to tell women, well, you get pregnant if a man shoots cum inside you? And what kind of sex ed are they getting? I mean, who are these women who think, oh, I'm going to freeze my eggs when I'm 30 and make a healthy baby out of that when I'm 50? I mean, the sex ed, it's not working. So if you're listening to this podcast right now, you're a man. Now, let's say that you go and you change the motor oil in your car. So you've got the used motor oil. Do you take the used motor oil and do you pour it into the sewer? You do not. And you know that. Does there need to be a sign on the sewer that says, don't put your motor oil in here? This is actually a bad example because in some places there actually are those signs because some people are so fucking stupid they need to be told. Damn, I just realized that's not the best example I could come up with. Unfortunately, it's the example I came up with, so we're going to roll with it. Here's the important question. It does actually say that on some sewers, like don't dump in here, don't dump oil, whatever. But here's the thing. You're a man, so you've got your used motor oil. Are you going to walk to the sewer? Is that right? It's not really the sewer, it's the water runoff. Right? Sewer is a different thing. Are you going to walk to the water runoff drainage grate? And you're going to get there and see the thing that says, don't dump your oil down here. And you're, oh, I shouldn't do that, right? You're not going to do that. You know why? Because you know already, without having to walk over there and read the sign, you know that you don't dump your motor oil into the runoff grate. And why do you know that? Because you were told this information when you were about 10 years old by probably your father. And how many times did your father have to tell you not to dump your used motor oil in the water runoff? Once. You didn't need to be told this every time you changed the oil on your car. Women, every time a woman pulls the tampon out of her twat, you have to remind her not to flush it down the toilet. They're so smart. They're so strong and independent. Remember a while back, I did my election voting. The results apparently are in. Apparently. Where the hell did the results go? So that I can fucking talk about this. Here we go. So we had, you may or may not recall, Proposition Double D, which was an excellent bra size, according to some people. So that was the one about the state is going to increase taxes through the regulation and taxation of sport and legalization of sports betting. That did pass 51% to 48%. The other big one on there for the state was Proposition CC. That's the one where the very brief explanation again, here in Colorado, we have the thing where the government, the state government, can only spend so much money. Any additional money raised through income tax and everything has to be given back. And that amount of money is limited by some system that I'm not going to pretend I understand. But the point is, the state of Colorado has a spending cap on what it can spend. And every fucking election, the leftists try to get rid of this so they can spend more money. Right? Because again, they're evil. Okay? And this is why this shows up on every ballot. Because evil wakes up in the morning and says, we are going to get rid of Tabor, the Taxpayer's Bill of Rights. We are going to get rid of the spending limits on the government of the state of Colorado. We are going to get rid of that, and we are going to push this over and over and over and over and over until we do it. And you stupid people just get up every morning and go, oh, I gotta go make the donuts, and you go pay your taxes. And that's why you've lost. Speaking of losing, Proposition CC once again lost, which means it'll be back next time. People voting for it, and this would be to remove the limit on spending, 46%, 53% voted in favor of keeping the spending. It would be interesting to, and maybe I'll do this if I get bored sometime, what are the odds? It would be interesting to dig up the history of all the times that the vote on getting rid of Tabor has been taken and see if there's any kind of trend. Like, is it getting closer to passing? Is it staying about the same? All this other shit. So anyhow, for the moment, we have successfully not removed the spending limits. Now, other things that happened. What is this? What is this? What is this? Shockingly enough, well, we'll do that in a second. Shockingly enough, this one failed. This was ballot issue 1A, which was to raise money to fix the roads. You remember me going off about this, how they were going to take 5 years to fix the roads instead of just doing it in 1 year. Which again, I don't know if I explained this sufficiently well enough at the time because I was just ranting. But I understand why they want to drag it out for 5 years. Because you have to have all these people to administrate and oversee the project. And this will give all of those people a job and an income for 5 years. So if you have to pay, say, an administrator $100,000 a year, over 5 years, that's $500,000. And my point was, and still is, fix the roads in one fucking year. You pay the administrator $100,000 and you have an additional $400,000 to spend on the fucking roads instead of overhead. And so while the conservatives out there will say that, well, the roads, spending money on the roads, that's infrastructure, it's a necessity. No, it's actually not in this sense. In this sense, it's a welfare program. It's a way for all the people who will be overseeing and administrating and coordinating the building of the roads. They won't actually go out there and touch any piece of road building equipment because that would involve work because they're evil. Right? You conservatives will do the actual work of building the road. But the administrators will engage in the evil part where they parasite off of the project for 5 years instead of 1 year. So interestingly enough, that failed. I was a bit surprised, to tell you the truth. We got this over here. Hold on. Yeah. I'm reading an article about this failing. Mine's just bullshit right now. So the campaign organizers knew raising the sales tax might be a tough sell with voters, but they thought concerns about traffic congestion and prospects of it only getting worse in years to come would help pass the measure. Okay, once again, but if you were going, once again, what you say is that, well, it's going to take us 5 years to fix the roads. It doesn't take 5 years to fix a fucking flat place on the ground. Once again, you will have to try very hard to convince me that it would actually take 5 years to fix the stretch of road they're talking about fixing. County officials will have to find other ways to deal with roads and traffic, he said. Quote, there are going to be a lot of tough decisions that need to be made in the next decade, unquote. Right, and you know, listen to this. There's got to be these tough decisions to be made. You guys do realize that the government has money right now, right? The idea that, you know, they make it sound like there's no money to fix the roads. The government has a shit ton of money. The county government has a whole bunch of money. You could spend some of that money to fix the roads. Like, what are you spending the money on? Welfare? You know, single mothers? Diversity training? Mental health parasite? Wait, what are you spending? You have money. It's not like the Larimer County government doesn't have any money. Okay? We, in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, already pay taxes to Larimer County. There's already a Larimer County sales tax. Okay, this is already a thing. It's not like Larimer County doesn't have any money. But you see, evil can never have enough of other people's money. Quote, County Commissioner John Coffles said he was disappointed with the election results. Yeah, I'm sure you are very disappointed with not getting more of other people's money. Quote, we certainly respect the wishes of voters from a county perspective. You know, whenever somebody, this is another word I hate, this is up there with reaching out and diversity and tolerance. People who use the word respect usually mean anything except respect. The quote continues, from a community perspective, we need to go back to the drawing board to figure out how we are going to address these very complex and daunting issues. Guys, you already have taxation in place. You have money. It is a flat place on the ground. It is not a complex and daunting issue. You're just stupid. And evil. They're not stupid. They know good and goddamn well how to fix the fucking roads. They could find the money if they wanted to. They don't want to because they're evil. Like, if it was a conservative government, I could understand them walking around going, well, we can't figure out how we're going to finance the roads. Because conservatives are stupid. Okay, I could believe that conservatives really wouldn't be able to figure out where to get money from.
Well, we don't know how to get any money. We have taxation in place. We have taxes coming in. And we have all this money, but we can't figure out how to get money to fix the roads. We're just baffled. I'm baffled. I can't figure it out.
These are libtards. These people know exactly where to get money from. They just want more of it. The other thing that passed, no surprises here, is... Hang on, let me click on the link here. Poudre School District raising taxes, of course. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, oh, here we go. So this passed. 40,000. 40,000 people voted for it. 23,000 voted against it. Once again, all you got to do is say it's for the children and the sheep will line up. This is just a ray of sunshine. Melanie Poitny, oh my God, stop everything. Hold, I have to fucking Google this person. Just, please, can I just fucking get information without having to dig too fucking deep? Because I don't have time. Oh, God, is that her? Oh, it is her. Oh, my God. Here's a picture of her standing here, holding up a sign that says, I am opinionated. Yes, but you also have to be reminded every time you pull a tampon out of your twat not to flush it down the toilet. Okay, this woman who says, this is just a ray of sunshine. It feels awesome to have funding to put toward meaningful work. Okay, she is a school psychologist at Rocky Mountain High School. What the fuck would she know about meaningful work? This is her bio. This is my 13th year as a school psychiatrist and 5th at Rocky. Educational and professional background. She has a BS in psychology from CSU, PhD in school psychology with a doctoral minor in statistics from UNC. She was a school psychologist at Thompson School, school psychologist / mental health therapist at St. Virian Valley School District, and now she's a school psychologist at Poudre School District. Here we go. Again, this is her entire life. Her entire fucking life has been spent in academia. She has never had a real job. What does the Lobo Way mean to me? The Lobos are the mascot of Rocky Mountain High School, because that will not make sense to you if you don't know that. What does the Lobo Way mean to me? Her answer is showing respect and acceptance for students, staff, and families from all walks of life, unless those people are opposed to higher taxes or homosexuality or child molesting, or worthless diplomas, or single mothers, in which case those people shouldn't be allowed to have opinions because I'm evil. Okay, Mike, I'll put links to this stuff in the show notes. Okay, the funding for this proposition that passed, this is what it will go towards. Number one, increasing first-year teacher salaries. Number two, restructuring the salary schedule so increases would be seen throughout the ranks. Number three, maintaining competitive pay for support staff, including bus drivers and paraprofessionals. Number four, hiring mental health professionals. Because that's what school is now. We got to hire mental health professionals. And number five, enhancing safety and security. Well, why do we need to enhance safety and security in public schools? Oh, yeah, because of public school shooters. And where do school shooters come from? Single mothers. Where do single mothers come from? Women who don't know how they get pregnant. And that's why we need more sexual education, because women just can't figure out where pregnancy comes from. That's why you have to have signs in the bathroom telling them not to flush their tampons down the fucking toilet, because they have to be told over and over and over every fucking day. And all of this ties in beautifully with something that I've now run out of time to cover. God damn it. Got this from Cappy over at captaincapitalism.blogspot.com. He linked to this. Senator Kamala Harris, Democrat, California, no surprise, introduced legislation Wednesday that would keep public elementary schools open for 10 hours a day, a move that would more closely align with the workplace. Because, you see, we need to keep school open 10 hours a day because we're going to cast aside any of the pretending that the school system is not there to babysit children so that women can go pursue their careers. Because what we can't have women staying home and raising their children. No. We need to have the school be open longer so women can work 8 hours a day and pay taxes, and then come get their kids. And in the process, of course, create more jobs for worthless teachers and school psychiatrists and all this other horse shit. All these evil people that couldn't function in a functional, sane society. And remember, conservatives, all of these evil people doing these evil things is 100% supported by your stupidity.